This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaking of Bill Frady, yesterday, Ralph Norman on the show. I had Pam Evett on and Nancy Mace the day before. How are they stacking up with this audience, Lee? Well, 600 votes in my poll on my ex account. It's not scientific, but I mean, probably more scientific than the average mainstream media poll, because hey, why not, right? Anybody can vote, so we'll see. But right now, Ralph Norman is in the lead with 43.6% of the vote. Nancy Mace is right behind him at 37.2% of the vote. Bringing up the rear, Alan Wilson with 15.7% of the vote. And that really hasn't changed since people started voting 2 days ago. And Pam Evett with 3.5% of the vote. So that's where we are today. Those numbers may not look the same if we did this poll out on the coast. But it's kind of interesting that Ralph Norman seems to be entering this race with a lead there, a little bit of a lead. But Nancy Mace is that huge national name she's built, you know, on social media, where she's very dominant, and also on Fox News. So we'll see what wins a modern race. So, oh yeah, very long way to go. I love this field. As I said to Heidi Harris, we're friends. We text back and forth. She probably just popped in her seat as she's listening, because she listens to the show a lot. This race is going to be lit. This is not going to be, you know, a pillow fight like the last governor's race was, between nice and gentle moderates who fear more than anything offending somebody or embarrassing themselves at the country club. That is not who this is. So, okay, the big story right now, and it's trending on X. Donald Trump is building an internal army, because that is what it is going to take to clean up the mess Democrats made to get the upper hand in redistricting. Lee, the Texas story this morning and the story of the incredible 80,000 people who have now applied for 10,000 positions with ICE, it's the same story. It's not a different story. It's all the same story. It is part of an internal civil war that hasn't fully gone hot yet. It has in some places in California with direct attacks on ICE and in Texas. It'll get hotter as it goes, and the Democrats get more fearful of losing their very fake advantage electorally. It's all being undone. And so, what am I talking about? Yesterday on the show and in yesterday's Battleground America podcast, which I would encourage you to get, I documented how the Democrats have stolen 32 congressional seats that we should have using two weapons: fraud at the Census Bureau and illegal immigration. That 20 million people, and that's a very conservative estimate, let in here as part of the voter drive by Obama and Joe Biden. 20 million people. What is that? That is 26 congressional districts. And so as people flee the abject misery of living in a blue area, they need new sheeple. That's the whole point of the sanctuary city. That is why they are getting so violent against ICE. That is why on CNN, they are practically actively promoting these apps to dox not only ICE agents so you can find their homes, but also their children. This is why they've gone after their children online. Why? The left wanted to stop what happened over the last 2 days, which is a flood of people showing up to join ICE. Trump has the funding for 75,000 positions. This is the first tranche, the 10,000. So what is going on in Texas and what is going on with Kristi Noem recruiting for ICE Lee is the same thing. It is all about congressional seats. That's what it's about. And now the Democrats, the first thing they'll do if they ever get enough power back is they will legalize all of these illegals, bam, kaboom, and they will put them on a fast track to voting. That's what's going to happen. In fact, the only reason it didn't happen last time they controlled Congress was because Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin refused to vote to get rid of the filibuster so they could give amnesty with 51 votes. That is the only reason it did not happen. Both of them, by the way, supported the amnesty. They would have voted for it, but they didn't support lifting the filibuster, so you needed only 51 votes instead of 2/3. That is why we do not live in an entirely blue country run much like China right now with a one-party system. This is the war. This is the height of the war. We are in the fight right now, and the actual boots on the ground in the redistricting fight, of which, Lee, Texas is only a part. This is a war. Democrats do not have organic support. They do not. This is why they have to cheat. 1,400 people committing fraud at the direction of their supervisors in the census. If you want to read about it, you can go to my Battleground podcast yesterday, wherever you find podcasts. I've got the links right there. You can read the articles yourself. One from the Associated Press, one from our side on the Daily Signal. So you got two sides there. And you can see how they stole those six seats. We're trying to get some of those back in Texas right now. This is war. Democrats know they cannot win with their current platform without cheating and stealing seats and faking. That's what they need the illegals for. And they know they're losing. James Carville spelled it out yesterday. This is a remarkable clip.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yeah, it is. It's slipping away by the minute. What is he saying they're going to have to do? They cannot find enough people insane enough to elect them permanently back into power. So what do they have to do? They have to fix things. They have to rig things. Nobody wants some combination of authoritarianism, communism, and socialism.
They're going to have to do, if the Democrats win the presidency, the Senate and the House in 2028, which is not impossible. I don't know if you say likely or possible or I don't know what word, you know, but it's certainly not impossible. They are just going to have to unilaterally add Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia states. They're going to have to, the Congress does give, the Constitution gives Congress power over federal elections. I don't think they can redistrict, but they're things they're going to do. They're going to have to do it. They're just going to have to do it. And they may have to expand the court to 13 members. And I don't know if it's something that they should talk about during the campaign. If you have a Democratic House, a Democratic senator, and a Democratic president, they should do that on day one. Four more United States senators, four more Supreme Court members.
Yeah.
Precipitate a constitutional crisis with this Supreme Court, say you can't expand to 13. They say that some impediment to adding two more states. Sure. You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yep, it is. Because he's watching that ICE army. He's watching it. They get those illegals out. They self-deport. There go, they don't get counted in the census. And there go the Democrats' fake districts. You cannot continually implementing these horrific socialist policies and destroying, basically taking a big crap on where you live. The people aren't going to stay there and you're not going to have the congressional districts. So they're going to have to push it top down through fake stuff. But I think the most important part is that last part.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yes, it is. And I'm not worried about that at this point. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that's the important part. It's all slipping away. They can see it. If they don't have gerrymandering, if they don't commit fraud on the census, if they don't pack the census with 20 million illegal immigrants, they can't win. And no one has ever challenged them on this before, Lee. Not even Trump in his last term. He was so tied up with Russia collusion hoaxes and all the silly fake that he didn't get it done. But he's getting it done now. And that's what Carvel means. It's all slipping away. We cannot win without a rigged system, including one where we break the law to get the congressional seats, either through fraud or illegal immigration. That's what he means. They will steal 2020. It's the only way they're going to win. They will steal it if we do not have the kind of monitoring operation that Whatley, and really it was Lara Trump, ran this last time. Ronna Romney McDaniel didn't have anything like it, wasn't interested in it, did not care. And y'all, everything you needed to know about her, you knew when she, her gig, the first gig she got outside of her RNC chair was at MSNBC. She was hired to trash the Republican Party. She's always been a Democrat. And she was in charge of the levers. So whoever gets that position is absolutely critical that they continue the monitoring plan that they have. But to see us fighting in this ridiculous...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game changer, y'all. That's what this Apple deal is. It's an absolute game changer. Most especially in our war with China, which we're in right now. And in our war to keep China from taking Taiwan, which we're in right now. Nobody is breaking this down, right? It's so frustrating to watch it. $600 billion investment announced by Tim Cook and Donald Trump yesterday. Folks pointing out immediately who don't understand this deal and don't understand, well, you know, Tim Cook, yeah, he has said he'd do stuff before, but he didn't do it. Yes, he did. Tim Cook's first announcement was in 2017 and really 2018, first Trump administration. He wanted to bring the supply chain home, but he couldn't. Why can't you bring the supply chain home? Especially, folks, for semiconductor-involved stuff that requires chips. Why couldn't you do it? It's impossible. We didn't have anybody to make the chips. Why? The chips had moved to Taiwan. So what did Trump do about it? It's actually a fascinating story. I mean, it's just so cool when you understand all the parts. The reason China wants Taiwan, bulk of the reason, is because, as Trump put it back during his last term, Taiwan stole our chip business. And they did. We used to make the chips here. Virtually all of it, 60% moved to Taiwan. Some of them are made in China, but they're not. The high-quality ones are largely Taiwan. That process is a super secret highly controlled corporate situation, shall we say. A lot of the tech's ours, but it's in Taiwan. Why? Make it cheaper. And great American stupidity is part of it. So Tim Cook said, hey, I want to bring the supply chain to America. But I can't. Where am I going to get this stuff? We don't even make it. We haven't opened a rare earth minerals mine in this country 70 years. We don't have it. Why does China want Taiwan so much? What is the biggest part of it? When they get Taiwan, they get the chip factories. This is so serious that we had them install a kill switch in these factories. If China takes over, it destroys everything. The factories essentially blow. That is next level dumb. So if you listen to somebody say, well, like, why do we need to spend blood and treasure defending Taiwan? The chips. We'd be screwed without the chips. And that's our tech in those factories too. They're just making it. That's why China wants it. They get instant world domination. You see what they're doing to us right now with the rare earth minerals? They just cut us off. We are screwed. We can't even make cars. So Trump said to Taiwan, you know what? You stole our semiconductors. You can look it up. It's actually hilarious. You stole our semiconductors. You stole our chips. You stole our technology. You're manufacturing in Taiwan and not America, and you want us to protect you? And he said, I don't think I'll protect you. China can have you. Taiwan flipped out. I said, okay, what do you want? And Trump said, I want a factory in Arizona. They said, okay, we'll build it. We'll build a factory. We'll build a factory in Arizona. And they did. This is why Tim Cook couldn't go all the way. Last night. There's no supply chain here. I mean, we don't have rare earth minerals. We don't have anything. Even the New York Times back on May 14, 2020 admitted TSMC, that's the Taiwanese manufacturer, is set to build a chip U.S. chip facility, a win for Trump. The White House has called for building up the U.S. manufacturing and criticized the tech supply chain centered in China. So we've got the low-tech chips coming out of China and the high-tech chips coming out of Taiwan, and China wanting to take Taiwan. You want to keep China from taking Taiwan, you bring this here. It just opened. It's called the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. So Trump said, yeah, hey, look, take the profits home. I don't care. But you build it with American hands. You build it here in this country. Why? Because we can protect it here. China can't just come in and take it. And then we have to throw the kill switches. This isn't even about manufacturing. It's about national security. This is how you keep China from taking Taiwan, doing smart things that build up the supply chain. So Tim Cook has wanted to do a lot of what he promised in 2017, but he couldn't. Now, watch the brilliance. God, I could spend 2 hours on this, and I'm going to try not to, but you got to understand what's going on because it's such a big deal. Do you see the $400 million Pentagon investment that just happened in the one rare earth minerals company that the Democrats have not managed to shut down? There's only one. By the way, we used to dominate the world in rare earth minerals. Joe Biden was shutting down rare earth minerals mines. Why? Because he's on China's payroll. I mean, explain that to you, right? Well, Pentagon became a huge shareholder in PM. Look what happened yesterday. The only rare earth minerals mine, there's going to be two now. We opened the first in 70 years. Now that we have Democrats out of the way. So we're not working for China as Chairman Ho, Joe Biden, was. We're working for America now. And Cook explained this yesterday. We have just cut a mega deal with PM to get the rare earth minerals, and we will be the number one buyer from the Taiwanese factory that is now in Arizona. We could very easily protect the Taiwanese factory in Arizona, not so much if it's out on the island, if it's on Taiwan. And the reason that this all got interrupted was because the election was stolen from Trump. And now you have Democrats shutting down rare earth minerals mines, going to war with manufacturers, making manufacturing impossible. And that's what the pause was. And so what Tim Cook said is, well, now that I have the ABC 123s yesterday, Tim Cook, obviously the head of Apple, now that I have that, I can bring a supply chain here. And here's the mind blower, folks. He says that's the goal. Get the whole supply chain here in America. And that doesn't even count what Trump just did with the big, beautiful bill. What does Tim Cook get? 100% expensing immediately of factories. 100%. No amortization, none of that silly. 100%. Yeah, you could actually build a factory in the United States of America. What is Doge doing? They've got AI trolling through regulations to get rid of them, right? So you could build factories affordably. And one more thing, what else is going on right now? The destruction of the climate change finding at the EPA so we can do what? Trump just declared an energy emergency. So we can begin opening the rare earth minerals mine. By the way, the permitting process for that started 14 years ago. Democrats were hamstringing it. Trump approved it. On the property is a coal mine. We haven't opened one of those in 30 years. It just opened. See what's happening? This is so amazing. I am so pumped up. I wish Trump had 8 years. But we'll have to work with what we have. A game changer in the war with China, but also for American manufacturing yesterday.
$600 billion. The company is also unveiling its ambitious new American manufacturing program, which will bring factories and assembly lines across our country all roaring to life, areas that were not doing so well. And about $17 trillion coming into the United States, which is more than ever before.
More than ever before. Yes, it is. With Tim Cook by his side.
First, with today's announcements, I'm proud to say that Apple is leading the creation of an end-to-end silicon supply chain right here in America, from design to equipment to wafer production to fabrication to packaging. In Texas, we're working with manufacturers like Texas Instruments, Global Wafers America, and Applied Materials. We're working with Amkor in Arizona and Broadcom and GlobalFoundries in New York. Thanks to President Trump's vision and with his help in his first term, we also led the way to bring TSMC to Arizona by committing to be their first and largest customer. Today, they're producing tens of millions of chips for Apple.
This is a huge deal, folks. Absolutely massive. I can't tell you how big of a deal this is. And what you're watching is Trump's trade policies begin to work. This has been all but blacked out by the same financial media that forecast Tariff-mageddon. Take a listen.
And in comparing the numbers from June to May, we did see the trade deficit shrink about 16% down to $60 billion from the month prior. So we've seen those trade numbers continue to go down as they have tried to see the trade.
Wait. I'm sorry. The trade deficit shrunk 16% in single month from May to June? Hot damn.
And in comparing the numbers from June to May, we did see the trade deficit shrink about 16% down to $60 billion from the month prior. So we've seen those trade numbers continue to go down as they have tried to see the trade field level between multiple other countries. We're still waiting for the official White House reaction to this trade data.
It's Fox News. It's working. It's working. Now, you heard Apple mention TSMC. A lot of folks today, including on our side who don't understand what's going on here, said, well, Apple promised a lot of stuff in 2017, but yeah, it didn't happen. It's probably not going to happen. Okay. What they said was if they had they would put the investment in, but if Trump wanted the supply chain in America, he was going to have to secure semiconductor chips on our soil. We did not have a manufacturing facility on our soil, period, end of memo, making semiconductor chips of a highly technical nature. The high-end ones, in other words. That forced Apple to be beholden to China. That forced Apple to be in China. Remember how Trump pressured him earlier this year to leave? And what we're finding out now is Apple said, okay, you got to get us some chips, dude. Trump started this in his last presidency, was interrupted when the election was stolen. So Trump goes to Taiwan and flat out says to them at the end of his last Trump term, hey, China could attack you. I'm not I'm not defending you. Now, if China attacks you, the kill switch is blow up the factories. They have them literally installed. Why? Because that's our tech. That's their tech. That is why they produce 60% of them at semiconductor chips. And the most important ones, too, China produces the easy to make dumb ones. They haven't managed to steal that technology yet. Taiwan will destroy its factories to keep China from getting them. That is the main reason China wants Taiwan. If we can make the chips here, we don't have to die in a war with China. Makes sense, right? Which is why the Democrats would never do it. They were on the Chinese payroll. And that is why Tim Cook yesterday, if you listen to that announcement, says, we are going to be the biggest customer of TSMC. What is that? That TSMC is the Taiwanese manufacturer. It's called Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. They're still Taiwanese, still Taiwan-owned. Fine with me, I don't care. But it's in Arizona. It's very easy to protect things in Arizona. And so it just opened. Folks, it took from the end of last Trump term till now to get it up and running. That's how long these things take. And so they just opened a couple months ago, and he says, I'm proud to announce we are their biggest customer. Yes, Trump put this all together. It started in 2017. He is personally, like Atlas in Atlas Shrugged, rebuilding the supply chain using the whip of tariffs and the carrot of so many things. Cutting regulations in half, the federal regulations, DOGE is wrecking those right now. But then also on the other side, in the big, beautiful bill, 100% manufacturing facility expensing immediately, not amortization. So basically, you can just go ahead and build your factory, write it off on the day it's done. We've never had that before. And that is what Tim Cook was trying to explain yesterday, when even our side's like, well, he didn't do it last time. Well, he got interrupted. And by the way, they still put a couple hundred billion dollars into the country. They just couldn't get this part of it done, because how are you going to have a U.S. supply chain when we have no rare earth minerals and no semiconductor chips? And we got to depend on China for those, or Taiwan. You can't do it. Now they can. And that is why he announced $500 billion in February, Apple did, and added another $100 billion to it today. So folks, if we get this up and running and we churn these chips out, it is, and China knows the schedule, it's published, I'm looking at it right now, it's a waste of time for China to take Taiwan. What do they do that? Well, I mean, it's not worth it to just take an island. They want the chip manufacturing facilities, the tech that is in them, so they can dominate the world and dictate to us everything from military hardware to our servers to our iPhones to all of it. I mean, this is why we keep supremacy in terms of, you look around the world, the phones everybody's using, they're ours. China takes Taiwan, they're going to be Chinese with our stolen technology. Either that or the whole industry gets decimated and manufacturing of tech worldwide grounds to a halt. I mean, these are doomsday scenarios, and Trump is out there fixing this. And here's the thing, folks. This, when manufacturers see this is going on in the United States of America, and while they're building all of this, Trump is giving a tariff exemption to Apple, and he talked about that yesterday, to let them catch up, to let them build this stuff without getting killed with the tariffs. What's going to happen? People the world over going to come here. And America is going to be back in business. This is game changing. You can be very excited about this for your kids and grandkids today. James Carville is in a panic. He says for the Democrats, it's all slipping away. Longtime consultant who pretty much created the Clintons.
You're going to have to do something in 2028, because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yeah, it is. And yesterday, total panic took over as Trump is announcing this deal with Apple. I mean, this is a game changer for American manufacturing. And Apple, the Apple deal is really just a symptom of it. Because Apple and Tim Cook explained the factory that Trump forced Taiwan to build here, which just opened a few months ago. He forced it here in 2017. That's how long it's taken. It's going to build the most high-tech complex of semiconductor chips. He said, now finally we can manufacture here. Well, guess what? So can a lot of other people too. And so this set the media into a total panic, When are people going to figure this out? And Trump's winning. All they have is hatred and violent attacks for ICE. That's all they got. They have no hope. They want to crush hope. They want to shut down manufacturing because global warming. So what do you do? The first question that's asked, this is a historic deal. You know why? Because with the Pentagon investment, $400 million in PM, we have rare earth minerals now, beginning of it. We need a lot more. We've got semiconductors on our soil now. We are safe. This is a national security issue as much as it is a manufacturing one. You know how much stuff we're going to be able to make here now? They don't want you to know that. Oh, this is a disaster. So the first question, the drive-by media, and it felt like a drive-by shooting, asks, is about Epstein. It's about a, by the way, already debunked CNN hit piece where J.D. Vance and a lot of Trump administration members were supposedly, according to CNN, and so freaked out about Trump and Epstein, and he's a pedo, that they're having an emergency meeting. The problem is J.D. Vance was at this meeting, not the supposed emergency meeting. It was fake. And so with Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, awkwardly standing there, the only questions the media hijacked this press conference, wanted to ask was Epstein. And it just got stupid and weird. And for some reason, my audio is not working. Okay. We'll figure it out. I wish I could play it for you, but that's what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.